They're not hanging down very far. Far enough.
Oh, I thought they were like paper plates or something.
Not paper
middle
plates.
School science teacher Alice Kumps leans over the side of a harbor float and pulls on a rope, bringing up a PVC plate attached to a brick.
These are some little native species of sea squirts. Those ones are okay. But do you know what those are? Lots of barnacles.
That's
okay to have those. This is a project through the Smithsonian Institute. It's part of their citizen science program, kind of an outreach organization, and they're all up and down the West Coast. And so we are one of the Alaska spots that's agreed to participate in this monitoring program, monitoring to look for and hopefully not find invasive tunicates in our local harbors here.
Sixth grader John Bissett explains what students are pulling up.
It's a rope attached to a brick, and on the bottom of that brick is a plate where we will hopefully find something interesting.
Okay. And other things are growing on these bricks, right?
Yes.
Like barnacles and...
Barnacles, algae, maybe some kind of weird fish.
The students are joining volunteers that range from Prince Rupert, British Columbia, out to the Aleutian Islands, and keeping an eye out for the marine invertebrate called Didemnum vexillum, or D-Vex. It resembles a light-colored mat or sponge that can spread over the seafloor and also grow on docks and boats and other structures underwater. The tunicate found its way into one of Sitka's harbors, likely more than a decade ago, arriving there on some imported oyster farm equipment. This past summer, the state of Alaska and the Smithsonian started testing methods for killing that tunicate in Sitka. Petersburg middle schooler Kara Newman explains what she's learned about the animal.
They're kind of like an animal that covers things, and so they could block out other animals from eating things on the rocks, and it would be really bad for the native food chain.
Newman says she's also learned about how the tunicate spreads.
I'm pretty sure that their home place where they're originally from is Japan, and that when they had their tsunami, stuff from Japan that had the tunicates on them was washed out to sea and placed around the world. It's actually kind of interesting if you look it up about invasive species and how they can get to other places by the ocean and other things. We had a big class about it, invasive species and everything.
Petersburg High School students, led by teacher Joni Johnson, have been helping out with the monitoring program since 2008. Kumps is Johnson's replacement in the science classes for the middle and high schools and says fifth graders got involved with the project last year.
So they deployed these as fifth graders with Mr. Sullivan's class, and we just thought it would be a neat way for them to kind of follow it with them. Since they deployed them, we'll pick them back up. They'll get to try to identify them, and we'll take some collection data that actually gets sent back to the Institute and become kind of part of the national database, which is kind of a neat process for them to be involved in.
Kumps says her high school class already retrieved 8 plates from Petersburg's South Harbor earlier this year.
So, and we just wrapped up the data collection there and didn't find anything unusual, which was good. I think Mr. Sullivan's class will deploy another set in the spring. So we let them sit all spring and summer, and then we pull them up.
The sixth graders found most of the 10 plates that were hung in the middle harbor this year and put them in buckets and walked back to the middle school for a closer look.
Joe, there's a little tiny sea urchin on it. It's like so small.
In Petersburg, Joe Vicknicki.
Cool. Anything evil there?
Moss has legs. They're all legs.
Okay. And nothing that's not supposed to be there, though.
Yeah, we didn't see any deer
so far that we can
good,
tell.
Good.